Random House Audiobooks presents O is for Outlaw by Sue Grafton. Read for you by Judy Kay.
Just a note to clarify the time frame of these alphabet novels. For those of you confused about what appear to be errors in my calculation of ages and dates, please be aware that A is for Alibi takes place in May of 1982. B is for Burglar in June of 1982. C is for Corpse in August of 1982, and so forth. Since the books are sequential, Kinsey Millhone's life proceeds at a much slower pace than the rest of us experience. In consequence, Miss Millhone is caught up in a time warp. Through no fault of her own, she is currently living and working in the year 1986, without access to cell phones, the internet, or the high-tech equipment presently used by private investigators in tracking missing persons, establishing background information, and gathering financial data. She relies instead on persistence, imagination, and ingenuity, the stock in trade of the traditional gumshoe throughout hard-boiled history. A moment may come when I take a tuck in narrative time and allow her to hop, skip, and jump into the present, without forcing her to be victimized by the normal aging process. For now, as her biographer, I tend to avoid mention of topical issues or date-specific affairs. You'll find few, if any, references to the latest music, movies, fads, fashions, or current events. This book is an exception in its references to the Vietnam War. Given narrative requirements, I populate historical episodes with several fictional characters.